Hi, I'm Maxine Giesa for SearchSOA.com. Joining me is independent IT analyst Joe McKendrick. Hi, Joe. Thanks for joining me.
Hi, Maxine. Very nice to be here today.
So now, Joe, we're going to talk a little bit about application modernization. You know, it wasn't that long ago that AppMod, you know, really focused on modernizing legacy mainframe software. But nowadays, it seems like even web-based applications that are just a year old have become outdated very quickly, I guess perhaps thanks in part to mobile, social, and kind of cloud technologies. Could you start off by just talking a little bit about what are some of the key signs that it is time to start an application modernization project?
Well, Maxine, it's always a good time to look at modernizing your application portfolio. You know, things are changing so fast and so rapidly, and there's so many new features and so many new demands on IT systems and applications that you always need to be looking at what you have, looking at your portfolio, looking at your various assets, and always looking for ways to better extend, to increase the accessibility of these applications. You mentioned that legacy, you know, in the past we worried about the legacy mainframe, and actually that's still an issue. That's still something that's going on with a lot of companies. There's still a lot of mainframes out there. You know, you probably heard the statistic that about 80% of the world's data still resides on mainframes. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the prime mainframe vendor, IBM, has actually been doing a fairly good job of modernizing, you know, its System Z mainframes and the kind of bringing them up to par and making them more open and accessible, supporting multiple operating systems. But there's still a lot of work to be done in that area. Regarding other types, you know, your newer generation applications, you know, you might have Unix, you have Windows, you have Linux, and, you know, a lot of the web-enabled stuff. You're right. The demands of mobile, just mobile alone, where you have the BYOD, bring your own device trend in within enterprises, you have people coming in with these devices, with smartphones primarily, iPads as well, and you know, they want to work with their iPads, they want to work with their smartphones, they want easy access to applications, they want to be able to look at what's going on in the company through apps, and that requires another level, another stage in the modernization process, and it doesn't necessarily mean tearing up the back end or doing a lot of major back end work, but it means knowing how to build user-friendly interfaces, build apps that will really work for users. And that's a challenge in itself.
Now, you know, speaking of processes, you know, once it's been determined that it is time to undertake an application modernization project, what are some of the important steps in planning that out?
Well, first and foremost, you have to get the business involved. You know, I know it. You know, our listeners probably hear that all the time when they go to conferences and when they read the trade press or talk to analysts, you know, get the business involved. You know, it's an overworn phrase, but it's very important. You need to talk to your users. You need to find out what exactly, first of all, how your users are accessing or want to access the applications and what kind of information they need from the application. You know, do they need the entire suite? Do they need specific bits or pieces of functionality from the applications. You know, a great example would be taking a back-end ERP type system and providing analytics to your end user on, you know, based on the reporting of the ERP system. You know, and you don't need to give them these huge reports or these huge PDFs. You know, especially with a mobile device, you just want to give them some bits and pieces of the most important information, the most important KPIs, and the most important metrics, and some kind of presentable dashboard that can be launched from a mobile app. And, you know, that's where the demand is going. People want information quickly, easily, mm-hmm. remotely, be they on the road or even in their office. They're probably using a mobile app or want to use a mobile app. And I'm using mobile apps as the prime example here because that's where the demand is these days. But you need to find out where and how your users access or what your users need to do their jobs better. And in some cases, users may be doing a kind of an end run around IT, around the IT department, and doing their own things with their devices or even with cloud applications. And you need to find out what they're doing there and need to figure out ways to accommodate that.
You know, in terms of, you know, kind of projecting this plan, where does business process management, or BPM rather, fit in with all of this?
Well, it's always about process, isn't it? You know, when you're putting together process, everything in business requires process. You know, if you're going to do it right and you're going to succeed in business, you need to have processes in place, and they need to be supported by the underlying IT or the underlying applications. And you really need to map out exactly where the information, how the information is being captured on the back end, and how it's being transported to the front end and being used by which groups of users at which particular time. You know, BPM is really an important piece of this process, because you're dealing with so many different layers of information now, so many different layers of technology. It's important to understand where your users are coming from and what can be done to make their jobs easier. You know, perhaps there's some processes in place that are occurring already that are slowing them down and, you know, can be streamlined.
Now, I know no one likes to talk about mistakes that they've made, but Joe, without, you know, divulging too much, what are some of the common mistakes you've seen some architects make, you know, when they start an app mod project?
You know, you mentioned architects making a mistake. Actually, that's probably one of the primary mistakes right from the get-go, is not having architecture. You know, maybe, you know, I'm not going to say architects have been lacking in architectural skills, but, you know, you have situations where companies don't have architects. They move forward. It, you know, it's kind of a random, you know, just a bunch of web services type of approach to what they're doing. And now it's just a bunch of cloud services and just a bunch of mobile services. You know, you have companies in the cloud sphere, for example, who are, again, doing workarounds, you know, using cloud services rather than going in and making the systems and the architecture they have work for them. They're taking their credit cards and buying cloud services to kind of do their own thing. And what's happening as a result is you have, you know, again, a spaghetti work of different services, duplicate, multiple services, being purchased or subscribed from various cloud vendors, and you know, it's the same old we're seeing a repeat of the same mistakes that were made years ago, where you have duplicate services, money going to pay for services that are barely used or already have been created in another division of the company. You need a more focused, centralized architecture to kind of bring that all together. And you know, that's what's lacking now in the cloud sphere, in the cloudscape. You know, we're seeing a lot of cloud services out there. A lot of companies are now paying for cloud services, subscribing to cloud services, and in many cases, it's either duplicate services or services that are subscribed to. They're not being used anymore, and the company continues to get billed year after year.
You know, besides, you know, watching out for that duplicate services and, you know, the architecture, do you have any other big pieces of advice?
Well, again, you need to look at what the business is doing. And one thing to keep in mind is that you don't want to necessarily, you know, not everything has to be modernized. You may have a mainframe engine, for example, that's processing some piece of the business, you know, processing transactions, that's working fine. And you're probably better off leaving it alone than attempting to fiddle with it and enhance it or open it up. In other cases, you have the shadow IT aspect. You have users that are kind of pursuing their own IT or building their own IT or subscribing to cloud services. And the reason they're doing it is because they see IT is not providing what they need. The current system, the current infrastructure, is either too slow and not bringing them the information that they need. You need to talk to those people. You need to work with those people. You need an agile methodology. And by agile, we're talking about working in tandem with business users, working as teams to work on projects and release projects on an iterative basis. You know, you don't want to go in there and revamp or rebuild this entire system, you know, disrupt the entire business. Then at the end of 6 to 9 months, you know, throw them this interface and say, here, you know, learn this, you know, use this. You know, you're not going to get adoption. You need to work closely with the business week to week and work iteratively on each release.
That sounds like some good sound advice there, Joe. Well, that's all the time we have for today. Thanks again so much for joining me, Joe.
Thank you, Maxine. It was nice to be here.
Great, thanks. And I'm Maxine Giza for SearchZoa.com.